You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Because Jesus is King. I'm rejoicing because God is on the throne and we serve a living God. I am rejoicing, hallelujah, because God is able. I am rejoicing, hallelujah, because I serve the King of Kings. I am walking, hallelujah, and talking, hallelujah, and relating, hallelujah, with the King of Kings. This is why we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing, hallelujah, on this day, because it doesn't matter the ailment, hallelujah, it doesn't matter the affliction, hallelujah, it doesn't even matter the situation, the circumstance. God is able. This is the truth. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shanda, Rabbi Kota, Rabbi Saya. And this is why we rejoice on this day. He is, come on somebody, the good news. Jesus is the good news. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shanda, Bashia. Thank you, oh God Almighty. We thank you. Welcome, hallelujah. Before I get so excited. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Welcome to this place where we reverence the Lord God, where we submit ourselves, amen, and commit ourselves and dedicate ourselves and present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Which is our reasonable service. That's what it says in Romans. And so that's what we're doing. And today we're exalting the Lord God Almighty. We're exalting you, God. We're exalting him over, hallelujah, the issues. And we're exalting him. Even right now, I'm reminded how the woman with the issue, there was a woman with the issue of blood. Some of us may know the story. All of us may know the story. A few of us may only know the story. Hallelujah. But there was a woman with an issue of blood. Hallelujah. Instead of staying focused on the issue, amen, hallelujah, instead of allowing the issue to dictate how she moved and what she did and what she thought and what she decided and who she chose to listen to, she, Karabasanda, got wind, got news of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it changed her thoughts and it changed her tongue and it changed her heart that if I may just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing today. Hallelujah. Despite the issues and despite the circumstance and despite the condition and in spite of, come on, hallelujah, Rabbi Sayyid, the feelings and the depth of the feelings, amen, and our knowings of, and the details that we know of, and how long, and despite, and in spite, and all the spites of, come on, no more spiting, we're taking all the spites to Christ, and in spite of, we are exalting the Lord God Almighty. Ayah Rabba Shaya. We are setting you on high, that you are Lord of our life. Hallelujah. And you, God, are Lord of our situations. And you, God, are Lord of our circumstances. And you, God, are Lord of our conditions. And you, God, are Lord, hallelujah, of our money. And you, God, our Lord, hallelujah, Rabbi Sayyid. hallelujah, over our loved ones. Then you, God, our Lord, we put you first right now, hallelujah, and we exalt you. So can we just do that right now? Can we just spend a few seconds praising the Lord God, exalting the Lord God, lifting him up high, declaring his glories, declaring his goodness, declaring his power, all power, El Shaddai, Almighty, Elohim, Rebasaya, Rebashia, Rebagadala. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you right now for your presence. We thank you for your presence in our life. We thank you, oh God, because you are omniscient. You are all-knowing, and you are omnipresent. And so as you are with me, hallelujah, you are with all of us, wherever we are, in our secret place, hallelujah. There's somebody that has called you, but where you at? Come on, God knows where you're at, hallelujah. God knows exactly where we are. We may not even know where we are, but God does, hallelujah, the Messiah. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, and as we enter this hour of prayer, this time of prayer, this time of thanksgiving, this time of praise, this time, Lord God, of really plugging into you and getting focus on you and allowing you to wash us, wash our minds, Holy Spirit, wash our hearts, wash, hallelujah, our hands, the load that we've been carrying. We cast it unto you, hallelujah, Rabasayah, and we thank you for preparing us even for this moment. Let us attune ourselves to this moment. Like, let us commit ourselves, and let us not, how about this? Somebody say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us not multitask this moment. Let us not multitask God, amen, in our worship, and even because it is so, it's like God is making it even more convenient for us. Come on, I can't even sit still. I want to stand up, I want to sit down. God, by opening up this, opening up platforms for us to worship and for us to pray and for us to get the word, receive the word, consume the word, amen, meditate on the word. What can happen, I thank you, Holy Spirit, is that we can start multitasking God in our time with God. It's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna do this while I'm listening. But let us make God a priority. How can we prioritize and be like, no, I'm cutting out this hour. This is just me and God right here, right now. If I'm going to listen, I'm going to listen. I'm turning off the TV. I'm stopping, and I'm going to listen. And I'm going to be right here. Let us slow down. Come on. We're slowing down to God. Slowing down to God, who is Lord over time, amen, who can supernaturally speed and accelerate. Why don't we slow down to him and see a supernatural happen in him? See, when we trust God, we can slow down. When we know, hallelujah, that he's Lord over our life and the plans of our life, we can slow down. We can stop. We can turn off that hustle mentality, going, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this. We can turn that off when we trust and our faith is God is. Come on, God is our promoter, and God is our increase, and God is our success, and God is our negotiator, and God is our agent, and God is our manager, and God is right, and God. When we step into that faith and that trust, come on, our walk begins to look and our talk begins to sound unusual, different, abnormal, subversive. Come on, we're walking against the tide. They'll say we're going the wrong way, but God! Somebody say, God. How about this? Jesus, the name above all names. Jesus, that at the name, at the mentioning of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Oh, hallelujah, and every tongue shall confess it. And we're not just talking about on earth, we're talking about heaven, earth, and under. Come on, somebody. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Karebushunaraya, the name above all names. Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Some of us just need to start calling on Jesus. Even this moment here, God is inviting us into a deeper relating with Jesus. Even our silence, come on, even our silence. We gotta even start learning more to cultivate and nourish in our silent place, Jesus. See, when we have faith and when we trust, I can step into silence. I don't need to be doing all this. And if you just listen to the audio and not seeing the video, amen, hallelujah. I don't need to be doing all this yapping and talking and telling God exactly everything that's going on and what I need, because my Bible says that Jesus, God, knows what we need before we even need it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we even ask it. Hallelujah. Let me turn to it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, as we're in this hour of prayer, and I'm just following the Holy Spirit. That's what we're doing right now. We're following the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 6, and this is Jesus teaching on prayer. Amen. And I'm going to start at verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. They're seeing men seeing them, that's their reward. Come on. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Come on. I don't need to be going around telling everybody, oh, I've been praying and I've been fasting and I've been seeking and I've been going to church and I've been serving and I've been, no, why don't we just do it before the Lord? Amen. And when we trust, come on, this is a theme. I'm getting you, Holy Spirit. I hear you. This is a theme of today, of this hour, that when we trust and when we are in that faith, I don't have to open my mouth and telling everybody. Listen, when I faith, come on, Holy Spirit, when I trust, I don't have to open my mouth and tell everybody and be bragging about Skaraya, Skaraya, hallelujah. That when we trust that I do this thing in secret, the only one that knows is God. And what does our Bible say? That he that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. We need to start keeping some things secret. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. We're not just hearing this just coincidentally. Come on. You're not just hearing this coincidentally. So I'm going to say it again because I know that this is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Your Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, that sees all things, knows all things, sees in secret and sees what's openly, sees in the dark places and sees, hallelujah, in the light places. Come on. Alebasaraya. Sees in the exposed places and sees in unexposed places, sees, hallelujah, what's going on behind your back and sees what's going on in front, hallelujah, sees, hallelujah, Rabashaya Kataraya, that past what x-rays can see, hallelujah, doctors can see, hallelujah, dentists can see, hallelujah, experts can see, hallelujah, accountants can see, hallelujah, Rebashaya, business people can see, hallelujah, our Father who art in heaven knows what we need. Come on, that when I trust and when I faith, you, I can fall back. I can trust fall into God's arms. He knows what things I need. Somebody say that. God knows. My Father who art in heaven knows the things I need. He knows the things we need. He knows what you need before you ask. So how does that now change our prayer life? How does that now change our countenance? How does that change? How does that transform me? How does that contribute to my spiritual formation when I take on that identity, when I take on that knowing, amen? And it's not automatic sometimes for most of us, some of us, one of us, all of us, I don't know, maybe just me. Okay, maybe it's a thing where I have to repeatedly come into this place of knowing and reminding myself of this. Come on, somebody. But today God is reminding us. And today God is remembering us. And today God is seeing us as we present ourselves unto him, as we're in this place, hallelujah, of seeking the Lord God. As we're loving on God, that he knows what we have need of before we ask him. Then it says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come on. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who our debtors. Come on, I'm reading exactly what King James says. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I have to continue because the Holy Spirit is telling me. And if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And so maybe on this day, and not maybe, but yes, God is telling some of us, one of us, all of us, I don't know, maybe just me. Yeah? Let's step into forgiveness, amen, that when I trust and when I faith, I'm able to hand out forgiveness freely. And again, I believe that is a practice, that the more I practice it, the easier it becomes. And what happens is that when I know and when I trust and when I faith in this place of forgiveness, what I'm doing is also I'm giving out, hallelujah, when I'm giving out my feelings to God, amen, hallelujah, and I'm allowing God, amen, hallelujah, Rabasaya, to meet me in this place of feelings and to begin to restore me in this place of feelings and heal me in this place of feelings and bless me in this place of feelings and renew and nourish, hallelujah, and hydrate, amen, hallelujah, karabasaya, that we are free from bitterness and free, hallelujah, from unforgiveness and free, hallelujah, from grudges and free, and I'm free, hallelujah, and we are free. So God, I thank you even right now. I just thank you for making us free in that place of feelings and free to forgive and free, hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda, from the heart issues and the burdens and the relationship issues and the strife and the stress and free, hallelujah, from what others did unto us and free from the wrongdoings and free from the mistreatment and free from the abuse and free from the rejection and free, hallelujah, even from the dejection and free. Thank you, oh God, for making us free, hallelujah, as we turn it over to you. And we may have to do it all days, some days, and we have to make it an intention. Thank you for helping us make it an intention that you are able. You are able. You are able, hallelujah, you are able, and I rather, amen, in this place, come on, I rather in this place where there's been unforgiveness, and where there's unforgiveness, amen, there's grudges, there's hurt, there's anger, there's bitterness, there's disease, discontentment, amen, there's poison that affects our other relationships, but instead of holding on to that, I turn over this place to you, and my desire is to see heaven on earth in this place, amen, a refreshing, amen, a renewal, amen, a rejuvenation, amen, a well of love and joy, hallelujah, that I thought that could not be. It could not happen. But guess what? It is not me and it's not you that's doing the working of making it happen. What it is us surrendering it to God. And however God is ministering unto you in that place as we begin to meet him there, seek him there, make it our intention. That when I, as I faith and I trust, then no matter the process, amen. I'm not even thinking about the process. And in one moment of the process, being, I feel successful, and the next moment I feel like a failure, and that's not going to happen, and wherever we go in that train of thought. But it's not what I'm doing is, I trust that even if I feel like this is never going to, no, I'm just going to, Lord, I thank you that you're right here with me with this, and the truth of that, and you're taking me by the hand. The Lord is our shepherd, right? He is Jehovah Ra'ah, and he's taking us by the hand, and he's walking us through the valley of the shadow of death. That we will fear no evil, for his rod and his staff is comforting us, is comforting you. And not only in this moment do I feel like it's just in that area, but all areas of forging forward where all we may be able to see is the step right ahead, right, the next step. And not even know what that next step is, but everything else looks dark and dim because maybe it's an imitation. Maybe it's Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord our shepherd, saying, hold my hand and follow me. Grab my hand and walk with me. Will you trust? Will you faith in this moment? And let us stay in this moment, right? As the Bible says in Hebrews 11, now faith, right? So let us be in the moment of, in this moment, will you faith and will you trust? And then when the next moment comes, in this moment, will you faith and will you trust the all-knowing, the all-powerful, Alpha, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So even right now, Father God, yes, yes, yes. As we are facing whatever it is that we are facing, as we are hearing whatever it is, amen. I don't know because I'm not God and I'm not the omniscient one and I'm not, hallelujah, Rabasaya, the omnipotent one and I'm not, hallelujah, the omnipresent one. But we are worshiping even right now and we are serving right now, hallelujah. And I'm the servant of, and I'm telling you, hallelujah, that the all-knowing one knows. So whatever we're seeing, whatever we're hearing, and whatever we're feeling, and whatever we're remembering, that's causing us to lose hope and lose faith and be discouraged and have fear and anxiety and face depression and all the things, hallelujah, that the enemy, hallelujah, may try to raise up in the storms and the afflictions and the strife and the fight and the being overwhelmed and the being tired and the being less than and overlooked and underestimated, hallelujah, and not happening to you, but seeing other people gain fortune and receive the good news and enter into their destiny and promise, and even been praying for and praying with others and seeing them get and us not get and whatever it is, hallelujah. Somebody said, whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, and for you specifically, you know what it is. Whatever it is, psychologically, whatever it is, biologically, whatever it is, hallelujah, financially, whatever it is, relationally, whatever it is, hallelujah, been in the same situation for a long time, whatever it is, hallelujah, whatever it is, whatever it is, seeing lack, whatever it is, hallelujah, it can even be having all the problems that come with having lots of responsibility, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord our shepherd, will you take me by the hand? Will you faith and will you trust in this moment? Will you keep your eyes stayed on me? Will you? And I'm reminded, even so, let me let you into my life for a little second, a little sec. I am not that fond of heights. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I'm reminded, and there's been times where if there was something that I had to do, where I had to face that fear of heights, that I would have like an instructor, someone, and keep my eyes focused on them so that I'm able to cross the obstacle, so that I'm able to make it to the other side. Come on, come on, we entering into our land flowing with milk and honey. Come on, somebody, I'm entering into promise. Come on, somebody, a blessing in the good news. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, that the doors of opportunity are opening, that the instructor, the expert of that obstacle course, or the trainer, or whatever his label is, he took me by the hand and said, just look at me, keep looking at me, so that I wouldn't be focused and then become paralyzed by the fear of recognizing the heights, right? But I would be able to accomplish and overcome and conquer. So sometimes God is, and I believe that the Lord is taking us by the hand, our Jehovah Ra'ah. Just look at me. Just listen to me. Just stay focused on what I'm saying and stay focused on what I'm showing you. And stay focused, amen, and stay in my word and stay in that place of prayer and stay in that place of praise and don't look up. Come on, I got to turn because it just came to me. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, because it's scripture now. Hallelujah. 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 I have to find it, but I'm looking for it. But listen. God is saying, stay focused. Stay focused on me. Stay in my hearing place. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. And I'm turning to Elijah, the prophet Elijah, because see, he did that. Amen. He put his head between his knees and he began praying for rain. It had been a time of famine that he even prayed for. Hold on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Somebody say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm turning to it right now, and I want to just read it for us, because what is God saying in this hour? You stay focused on me. We stay focused. Mm-hmm. 1 Kings chapter 18. I believe that this is a time where we cannot afford to sacrifice our time in worship and our time in prayer and our time of gathering, assembling, amen, in church, in worship unto God. I believe that that is the place where we will look out and see the miracle signs and wonders of God. I believe that it is from that place that we look up and see the supernatural take place, the unexpected take place. I believe it is from that place, the place of seeking God and loving God with all of our heart, soul, and mind and strength. That, hallelujah, Rabashaya, people will be like, where did you come from? And people that you've never met, hallelujah, is hearing your name in the spirit and calling on you, hallelujah. I'm talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. So, miracle signs and wonders of healing, miracle signs and wonders of promotion, miracle signs and wonders of breakthrough, miracle signs and wonders, hallelujah, that which never happened before. I gotta get the seat and stuff now. Come on, if you watch me on video, I'm squirming in my seat. Miracles, signs, and wonders happen at the place of the feet of God. So who we follow? I'm gonna read it. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab, come on, there is a sound of abundance of rain. There is a sound that is turning around. There's a sound, hallelujah, that things are getting better in my life. There is a sound of increase. There is a sound, hallelujah, of peace. There is a sound, hallelujah, of deliverance. There is a sound of abundance, hallelujah. There is a sound, hakaraboshia, of joy and laughter. Check it out, verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. This is a mountain. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Come on, y'all. What is God telling us today? What is he telling us? Keep our eyes on Christ. Keep our ears on Christ. Keep our heart on Christ. Keep our soul on Christ. Take me by the hand. Take me by the hand. Jehovah Rapha is inviting us. Amen. So he goes up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he casts himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Come on. Prayer position. What's your position? Come on, worship position. What's your position? That's the position that's going to advance us. This is the position, amen, hallelujah, from which we will see miracle signs and wonders. This is the position that will give us perspective. This is the position that will give us a faith and a strength and a joy that doesn't make sense, amen, to those who are not in the position. This is the position that will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. This is the position that will cause us to overcome and do, hallelujah, the supernatural. This is the position. And he said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. Now notice, within those seven times, Elijah had already declared, there's a sound of abundance of a rain. How does faith come? Faith cometh by the hearing. Come on, what does that mean? I'm going to hear it before I see it. So if you're hearing God speak of what he's doing and how he's moving, and pause and just be still and know, amen, or go this way and do that thing and say this and don't say that and hold in Erishaya, right? Hallelujah. Do it. Let us do the will of God. Let us be obedient to the will of God. Let us submit to the will of God. Let us, amen, transform and conform to the will of God. Hallelujah, Rabashaya. That people are no longer seeing us, but they are seeing the will of God. And people are no longer hearing us, but they are hearing the will of God. And people are no longer seeing, Rabashaya, our actions, but they are seeing the will of God acted out through us, in us, in our life. Ha, Karabashia. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm going to read verse 43 again. And said to his servant, go up now and look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. This is faith. This is faith. This is faith. This is faith. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, Ahab being the king, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And check this out in verse 46. And the hand of the Lord. Ooh, didn't for those of us who are watching, hasn't God been doing this, extending my hand as his hand reaching out saying, grab my hand? The hand and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Come on. I thank you, Father God. I'm going to stop right there and just thank you that your hand is on us. Come on, somebody lay your own hand on your head and say, Lord, I thank you that your hand is on me. Put your hand on your phone or whatever the source of where you receive your monies and dealings with your monies. Lord, God, I thank you that your hand is on my finances. Come on your relationship. Lord, I thank you that your hand is on our relationship. Lord, I thank you that your hand is even orchestrating the divine connection and the divine meetings and the divine appointments and the divine positioning and the divine intervention. And now, God, I thank you that your hand is on our matters. And God, I thank you that your hand is on our business dealings and all the documents that got to be signed. And God, I thank you that your hand, Harabashaya, is evident that we even see your hand. That, oh, I know this is what I do. Oh, this is where I go. I thank you, oh God, that your hand is leading us. Your hand is guiding us by your outstretched hand. Come on. That is how the children of Israel, amen, Rabasaya, left bondage, left Egypt under the hand of Pharaoh, amen, for over 400 years. That's how they simply walked out, by the outstretched hand of God. It's by the outstretched hand of God that we are going to see, that you are going to see that which we never even imagined, that which we didn't even know to ask for. No eye have seen, no ear have even heard, that which God has in store for those that love him. That is you and I. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on, keep your ears on, keep your heart to. Hallelujah. Keep your soul tied to. Hallelujah. Reba Shaya. Verse 46, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He girded up his loins and he ran before. Ahab was on a chariot. Okay, hello. Are we picking up with the Holy Spirit as pulling down? Are we picking it up? Amen. This is supernatural. This is what man is saying. Everybody. God will have all 100 people say, no, you can't do that. No, that can't happen. That's never been done before. But from this position, come on, if you're watching via via audio, right? It's the position of this. Come on, somebody. It's the position that my head between my, like Elijah. He cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, that I am looking to God. And that's it. In this hour, in this season, I don't care what it is. You know why I don't care what it is? Because it ain't nothing that God cannot do. It's what he can do. It's what he can do. And maybe some of it is just an opportunity. Maybe he brought you into an opportunity to see his miracles, his signs, and his works. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Believe. Hallelujah. Faith. It's time to faith. But prioritizing God, making him first, turning off everything. And I said, no, this is my hour in secret. And you know how to put it on blast. We don't have to tell everybody what we're doing, because God who sees in secret, our prayer place, our faith place, our trust place, will reward us openly. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. The Lord is taking you by the hand. I thank you, God, that your hand is on the business, your hand is on the ministry, your hand is on the organization, your hand is on the career, your hand is on your people, your hand is on the matters, your hand is on our homes, your hand is on our health, our body, your hand is on. We thank you for your hand. We thank you for your shalom. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your tenderness. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you, oh God, for your patience. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your grace in Jesus' name. I see you back next Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Bring a friend, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya. Tell somebody that God is moving and working, hallelujah, by his miracles, signs, and wonders. In Jesus' name, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.